The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Radio Southland News.
Kia ora and welcome to Radio Southland's Community News. I'm Bailey. Flames on Esk is a free outdoor event taking over Esk Street in the Invercargill City Centre on Friday, June 19th from 6pm to 9pm. Expect fire and flow performers, jugglers, magicians, dancers, costume characters, live music and light installations, plus food trucks and city centre eateries to keep you fueled through the evening. It's a great one for the whole whānau, so go on down and see what the city centre looks like when it comes alive. The Riversdale Arts Mixed Media Exhibition runs from June 19th to the 27th at the Riversdale Community Centre in Riversdale, Northern Southland, celebrating its 53rd year. The opening evening is Friday, June 19th at 7pm, with daily opening from the 20th, 11am to 4pm. General admission is $10, season passes are $12, and it's free for high school students and under. Find out more at riversdalearts.co.nz. Opera Eternity's Waltz of My Heart comes to the Civic Theatre on Tay Street in Invercargill on Friday, June 19th at 11am. Featuring four tenors, baritone John Bain and soprano Amanda Atlas, the concert celebrates the waltz across generations, from Viennese classics to modern favourites. Tickets are $37 to $42, available online or at the Civic Theatre booking office. Fighter Night is coming to Invercargill Central on Esk Street on Saturday, June 27th, running from 10am to 1pm and 1:30pm to 4pm. For just $5, you get 30 seconds in the ring with a knight from the Invercargill Medieval Club, with a range of weapons to choose from. It's open to all ages with parental consent required for under 16s. Head to Invercargill Central and see if you've got what it takes. The Kindergarten South Matariki Art Exhibition is on at Otapuni Gardens on the corner of Nith and 4th Street in Invercargill from July 2nd to the 5th, showcasing Matariki artwork created by tamariki from across the Southland Kindergartens Association. The exhibition is open daily from 10am to 5pm or visit in the evening from 5pm to 8pm to see the works lit up after dark. The Bluff Promotions Matariki Night Market Fire and Light Show is taking place at the Oyster Festival site in Bluff on Saturday, July 11th, starting at 6pm. It's a great way to mark Matariki, so keep an eye on Bluff Promotions for more details as they come through. The Circus of Illusion Magic Show comes to the St. James Theatre on Urk Street in Goa on Wednesday, July 15th, starting at 6pm. Tickets are $57 for adults and $27 for children 15 and under, available through iTicket. Conversational English sessions run every Monday during school terms from 6pm to 7:30pm at Southern Reap on Fairfield Street in Goa. It's a free informal session for practicing spoken English with grammar, conversation, tea, coffee and kai all part of the evening. Participants must hold New Zealand residency. To find out more or to join, get in touch with Southern Reap at info@reap.co.nz or free phone 0800 111 117. IHC is looking for a supportive older peer volunteer to join a group of young adults with intellectual disabilities and neurodivergent profiles on Monday evenings, helping build connections through activities like games and outings. This role is all about being a calm, reliable presence, supporting confidence and independence in a relaxed group setting. If you're patient, consistent and enjoy connecting with others, you can contact Leon directly on 021 308 549. The Heritage South monthly lunch takes place on the last Tuesday of each month from 12 to 1pm at Brood Cafe in Invercargill. It's a free informal gathering for anyone with a passion for heritage, whether you're a familiar face or joining for the first time. Just bring your appetite, as guests are encouraged to support the cafe by purchasing food or drinks. RSVP to Fraser Pierce, Heritage South trustee, the week before so a booking can be made. You can reach Fraser at fraser.pierce@heritagesouth.nz. If you've got a bit of free time and a fantastic reading voice, the Telephone Information Service for the Blind is looking for folks who can help with daily or weekly readings from the newspaper, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Interested? Get in touch with the Blind Foundation on 218 3927. Anyone interested in joining the Fovo Pals Leisure Marching Group, please contact Diane Blair on 216 4962. If you have any queries about the information I've discussed, please get in touch with a relevant organisation. And if you need to double check the phone numbers or email addresses I've mentioned, please go to radiosouthland.org.nz and click on the Contact Us tab for a text version of today's community news.
And now a rundown of regular events and services in our province. Invercargill Park Run is a free weekly timed 5 kilometre event held every Saturday from 8 a.m. It's returned to its regular venue meeting at Feldwick Gates at Queen's Park. For updates, event details and bus information, visit their Facebook page. On Sundays from 9:30 until 1:30, the Southern Farmers Market is open at the old railway station. Look for the market sign and enjoy food, arts, crafts and produce in this popular market setting. It's great to sit down and have lunch with the family. The Loss and Grief Centre's Invercargill Drop-In Centre is open Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. You can also call or text 027 443 8788. Email lossandgriefcentre@gmail.com or send them a message. The centre also provides services in Winton, Gore, Matoda and Teano. Visit their website lossandgriefcentre.com for more information. Do you binge eat, purge, starve or compulsively exercise? Wherever you are, whatever your problem with food, Addictive Eaters Anonymous can help. Visit aeainfo.org to find out more about Addictive Eaters Anonymous. Hearing Southland and their associated clinics in Leet Street are open and taking bookings. You can phone them on 214 9154. If you're elderly and need social support, access to help with meals or care services, support is available from Age Concern. Meals are available to pick up and exercise classes are on. You're welcome to make an appointment to talk to someone. Please do wear a mask when you come in. They can also come to you. Call them on 218 6351 or visit ageconcern.org.nz. If you have concerns about a senior's safety, call the Elder Abuse Helpline for advice, 0800 326 6865. Jubilee Budgeting Services are available online or by phone. Call 0800 Jubilee or text 027 Jubilee. You can go to their Facebook page for more information on what help they can provide, and appointments are able to be made to get advice over the phone, or you can come into the office and meet in person. The Southland Community Law Centre in the Cuon Don building in Don Street are available to help. Phone ahead to make an appointment on 0800 55 0800. Their hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday. Mondays and Fridays are by appointment. They also offer outreach services to Gore and Fiordland. The Invercargill Public Library is open from 9 till 6 weekdays, 10 till 4 on weekends. The Bluff Library is open Monday to Friday from 9 till 5 and Saturdays 10 till 1. The archives in Invercargill are open, but please do call ahead to book on 211 15 73. And remember, you can return all books through the slots, and My Book Bag is still available for free contactless delivery. Go to ilibrary.co.nz/mybookbag. Southland District Council area offices and libraries are open. Travelling library options are also available with the mobile book bus. And have you checked out their digital library options? To find out more, go to southlanddc.govt.nz and click on Libraries. Or call them on 0800 732 542. Te Hikoi Museum in Riverton is open every day from 10 till 4. You can call them for more information on 234 8260 or visit their Facebook page. The Thornbury Vintage Tractor Museum focuses on Southland's rural heritage and local history. With an extensive collection of vintage farm machinery, it's a great Sunday drive visit. It's at 61 Foster Road, Thornbury, and open Sundays 1:30 until 4:30. Entry's $5, and you can also call Fraser on 021-0385-196 to arrange a time to visit. The Ototo Gallery is open Tuesday to Sunday, 10 till 5 at 110 Main Street, Ototo. They've got a stunning collection of arts and crafts and a part of the Western Southland Arts Trail. Check their Facebook page or phone 225-8638 for more information. Entry's free. The Southland Fire Museum is open Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays from 11 till 4 and can also open for group bookings. Call Les on 027 254 6464. It's on the corner of Jed and Space Streets. Entry is by gold coin donation. Hewakatuia on the corner of Don and Calvin Streets. It's open 10 till 5 Monday to Friday and 11:30 until 2:30 weekends.
This combined art and museum space is proud to celebrate everything Murihiku. Have a visit and explore their immersive exhibitions with the kids. Entry's free. The Awarua Communications Museum is open Sundays 1 till 4 p.m. You can take a step into this unique part of our history and view their collection of local and national communications memorabilia and enjoy their interactive exhibitions. Entries cash only, $6 for adults, $3 for children. The Bluff Maritime Museum is open from Monday till Friday, 10 till 4. They've got lots of fascinating history to view, including fishing and sealing memorabilia, tours of an oyster boat, and information about this earliest European settled community, including shipwrecks in the challenging southern waters. Admission for adults is $5 and only $1 for children. And the East and Southland Gallery is open 10 till 4:30 weekdays, 1 till 4 p.m. weekends. For more information on the gallery and current exhibitions, visit esgallery.co.nz. If you're a community organisation or are hosting an event, do get in touch. Give us a call on 218 98 91. You can email admin@radiosouthland.org.nz or go to the Contact Us form on the website.
Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.